Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We have been studying this idea of the Trinity, and so we're going to stay on that for a minute because we need to understand. And we're not always going to understand everything about it, but when we increase in understanding, it helps us. It says, in all you're getting, get understanding. And we want to get understanding. So we're out to do the will of God, right? You know, there's a sign out there. It's on 49, right? 47 and 29, right? It says, Jesus is not God. Well, that is a lie. And that's somebody up to something that no good. And it's deception. And so, but it's bringing confusion. And we're not going to be confused because we know confusion is not from God. Amen? God is not the author of confusion, but He's the author of peace. There's no way you can have true peace if you believe that sign out there. You'll always be looking for something else and something else to work in your life because the power of God can't work through that, but He can work through the Trinity. And I'm going to show you this today. We're going to understand this Trinity. We're going to stay on this. We are going to get started because we need to get started. We're going to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, after we read the vision. Okay. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I'm telling you something. That's a vision from God right there. That's good sound theology right there. You cannot have peace. Can't have peace without the Holy Spirit. You see that? And He works through the Trinity. He works through the Trinity. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, and we'll read this together. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. All right. That's right there in your Bible. Right? Well, we're going to extrapolate some word out of that in revelation and understanding that you're going to take home something today. It's going to help you. All right. So Genesis. Now I want you to pay attention because this is, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't understand, the only way you can understand the Trinity is by the Holy Spirit. And so we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Remember, I was teaching before, Ryan did a great job last week, and I was teaching before, prior to that, about how the Holy Spirit in Acts 1, He says, wait until the Holy Spirit has come upon you, right? And then He says, you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. For what? To be His witnesses. He says, then you will be witnesses to me. So when you witness, it's to Him. See that? Did you catch what I just said? And He says, in Jerusalem, that represents your home. your home. Jerusalem represents close, what's around you, right there in front of you. Your wife, your spouse, your husband, your children, you're supposed to be witness. What's a witness? One who's willing, is a, the word martyr, one who's willing to die for what they believe. Did you hear that? So what's that look like in our life? I'm going to die to the way I want to do something. And I'm going to be a witness for God to this gift you've given me. You see that? Did you catch what I just said? And you start serving and submitting to that person. And you know what you're doing? You're being a witness to Jesus. Did you get that? You didn't get that. Now you're being a witness to Jesus. Oh, that is so rich. That's why you don't want to be barking and complaining and calling them names and speaking negative over them. You know what you're doing? You're doing that over Jesus. Are you hearing me? You're not hearing me. Now listen, this is huge. You know, and then he says in Acts 1, chapter 1, and in verse 14 and 15, he says, they prayed continually according, in harmony. See that? In harmony. Unity. We have to be in unity. And this is the birth of the church. See, this is the church. There was no church before this in Acts. There was no church. Now, that happened over 2,000 years ago. The church has all through time and history has been moving up to now. You see that? Up to now. We're the church. If you're born again and you're believing in the Trinity and you're walking in faith, you are the church. You hear me? The church that Jesus is building, that the gates of hell will not prevail against. Now pay attention. So, now here we go. See, a lot of people think that the New Testament, the Holy Spirit, was a New Testament doctrine. No. The Holy Spirit was working back in Genesis. And I'm going to show you. You with me? Okay, now let's look at this. Genesis chapter 1. Everybody say, Jesus is God. And that's the way it is. And we're going to understand this. Now watch. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Wow. See, the Holy Spirit isn't an essence and it isn't a form. The Holy Spirit is a He with a capital H. Did you hear me? He's a He. He's the third person of the Trinity. Simply because there's more of Him increasing now. So He's the last person of the Trinity. Because the increase of the Holy Spirit is in the New Testament. And we're going to see this. Now watch. So He's a He, right? In Genesis 1:1, give me Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, are you paying attention? Remember, if you don't pay attention, it's going to cost you more later. This word God here is the word Elohim. You know what Elohim is? The plural. It means the plural form of God. More than one. So, next time somebody says something to you, who created the world? You say, the Trinity. You tell them that. If they don't agree with you, you might want to keep stepping. Or, because you don't have to convince anybody. Did you hear me? It's right there in the beginning. Elohim. Plural. This is the first place we find the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit working right there in the first verse. That's good news right there. So the Trinity created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:26, if you would, Tim. Let us. Then God said, and Elohim said, let us. Us means us, doesn't it? That's right, Greg. More than one. So now look. Let us make man in our image. Didn't say my image. Said our image. According to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. You know, you and I were created to have dominion, to rule and reign on earth. You know what? You lost that when Adam sinned. When Adam sinned, you lost that dominion. And guess what? Oh, Bubba Breath himself, snake, come in, and he got the authority. Are you hearing me? So now, keep paying attention. Now, get a hold of this. This is huge. So the Holy Spirit was working, in the first chapter, in the first verse. And also in Psalms 139, 7 and 8, it says, if I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. Holy Spirit can be everywhere. See that? I said, did you see that? That's important to understand. Now think about this. We see the Holy Spirit working throughout the Old Testament. This is what's called para-relationship. So it's a para-relationship with relationship. We discussed, watch, the last time I talked to you, we discussed the Holy Spirit with us and working in the world. So the Holy Spirit para with us, and now he's in us, right? Now think about this. The reason we talk about him more in the New Testament now is because his relationship with us increases in the New Testament. From para, just with us, to in us. You know why it's in us? Listen to me. Salvation. The Holy Spirit is in you. He helps you with your salvation. He helps you understand God's word. He reveals things to you. He helps you understand. So you get saved the day you accept Christ and ask him to come into your heart. But now you have to be saved in this world. That's why it says, for since the wisdom of the world through wisdom did not know God. But it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. It says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who perish. But to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Amen. You see, we're being saved. The power is the Holy Spirit himself. He's not an essence and he's not a force. He's a person. And that's the power that came on him in Acts to be the church. We need the Holy Spirit to be the church. Are you listening to me? Now watch. Watch this. And that's why your salvation is because now the Holy Spirit isn't with you or on you. It's in you. And that's the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Did you catch that? So we come together like this. We bring the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And God is using the body of Christ to advance his kingdom. Now listen to me. Now think about this. We become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he, capital E, is now in us. And it increases to Epa, E-P-I, the Holy Spirit on us. See that? And the Holy Spirit came upon us, and we shall receive power. That power is the Holy Spirit on you to live the life God put you here for. Now watch this. This word, epi, E-P-I in the Greek, now listen, to upon means the baptism. It means immersion. It means baptism and experience. This is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It means to be immersed with the Holy Spirit. You see, you got to be saturated. You got to be inviting the Holy Spirit in your life and stay in touch with the Holy Spirit and putting something in the Holy Spirit before you even go into your day. You see that? Donita and I had the Holy Spirit working last night. That's why we're looking at the sky and, you know, carrying on, like going back in after eating all that corn. And you know what I mean? And just enjoying ourselves. That's the Holy Spirit working. Am I making sense? In the little things in life. You can enjoy the littlest things in life when you get in touch with the Holy Spirit. The righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14, 7 has to be in the Holy Spirit. Now listen. The overflowing, overwhelming immersion. And now this is what this word immersion means. It means to bring about permanent change. The Holy Spirit is in you to bring permanent change in you. To show you the you you haven't met yet. The epi, the E-P-I, the Greek word upon, experience. So the relationship with the Holy Spirit is increased in the New Testament. Now watch. But the person of the Holy Spirit and the subject, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, is not New Testament doctrine. Listen. It is a God doctrine. It is a God doctrine. Did you hear what I said? The Holy Spirit is a God doctrine. It is a Bible doctrine. You see that? It's sound theology. Sound theology. That's not a big word. It's the study of God. We're supposed to study the things of God. If we know him, are you with me? Now listen. We see the prominence of God in the Holy Spirit. Not the ultimate prominence, because that's in Jesus. Now pay attention. That belongs to Jesus. His personality of the Holy Spirit, his character, and specific work of the Godhead is working in you. Now, that's why the Holy Spirit is a who. He's not a what. He's not an essence, and he's not a force. He is power for us to live the Christian life. But he is God. He is the person of God, equally distinct as the Father and the Son. Are you with me? In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit. Amen. He is always called, listen to me, He, capital H-E, He. Ekinos is the Greek word. E-K-E-I-N-O-S in the Greek. He. It is a personal. Now see, I got some English teachers in here, so I gotta help you out with this. You know, grammatically, they'll check me sometimes. You know, they check me on everything. I hope you're online and you can check me. Now watch. He. He's called a he. So that's a personal pronoun. He is always a personal pronoun. And it's used for the Holy Spirit. Because he is a person. A person of God. You paying attention? In 1 Corinthians 2:10, the Holy Spirit has intelligence. Talks about the Holy Spirit working. He has intelligence. It says, eye has not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love him, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what does man know the things of man except the Spirit of God? Right. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Right. That's the Holy Spirit. Right. He has the intelligence. He has everything you need. He says, we didn't receive the spirit of the world, but we received the spirit which is from God. That we might know, the things that have been freely given to us by God. You see, you can know everything God has for you by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. You better get me out of here. Wait. Before you get me out of here, listen. Watch this. In Romans 15:30, it says the Holy Spirit has emotions. He feels things. He loves. The person of the Holy Spirit loves you and he loves me. You see that? In Romans 5, it says hope does not disappoint because the love of God is being poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now listen. So he loves you and he loves me. Now pay attention. In Ephesians 4, Bible says, let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth, only that which edifies and gives grace to the hearers. Now pay attention. Then it goes on to say, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You know, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. You can actually grieve it. You can grieve him. If he's in you, you can grieve him. You know how you grieve him? Saying wrong things to your husband. Saying wrong things to your wife. Corruptible. You start criticizing them. And you start nagging on them and carrying on. Am I making sense? Let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth. When you speak negative over them, it grieves the Holy Spirit in you. You see, that's why Donita and I, we're in a bless me contest. I'm blessing her all the time. She's blessing me all the time. Because we understand what we're talking about right now. The Holy Spirit, I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to talk negative about any of you. And you know what? When I'm out in the community and somebody comes up and says, did you know so-and-so is going to your church? You want to know about so-and-so? I say, yeah, I got something to tell you about so-and-so. He's one of the best people I know. And I start saying all the good things I've ever seen in him. And that shuts them up every time. Right. Are you listening to me? Stops them in their tracks. And that's what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to always use incorruptible words. Because you have been designed by God and sent here by God. You're on heaven's assignment. Right. And there's nothing corrupt in heaven.
That's right.
Now listen, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. He can be grieved. He can be lied to. When you lie, you're lying to the Holy Spirit. Now listen to me. He can be blasphemed. Oh. Now you're gonna learn something today. He can be blasphemed. Now listen. There's such thing called the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about that. This is so significant to understand. He is equally God, the Holy Spirit. And listen, he is equally God, and he is God living in us. When we say that Jesus lives in our heart, theologically, that's not true. Theologically, we should really say the Holy Spirit is living in our hearts. Because theologically, Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of God. You see that? Making intercession for you and for me. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they are all working together to help you fulfill his plan and purpose in your life. That's why it says in Proverbs, he who walks in integrity will walk securely. You see, you can't even have real integrity without the Holy Spirit. Because you need God the Father, you need God the Son, and you need God the Holy Spirit to help you with integrity. That integrity is integrated. You are a part of that now. Now you're starting to work on this. He's helping you in your life to walk in integrity. We're moving towards integrity. We're trying to get everything integrated in our life. We're moving in integrity. And watch. He walks securely. Securely. It makes you secure. You can't even be secure. Stable. Without the Trinity operating and functioning in your life. You see that? Now pay attention. Now, Jesus lives in your heart, watch this, but his name is the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is in the throne, the right hand of God, where he lives to make intercession. I told you that. Go with me to John 16, Tim, verse 7 and 8. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. This is Jesus talking, right? Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. Jesus is telling him he's getting ready to go away, talking to the disciples. For if I do not go away, the helper, this word helper, Holy Spirit, he's called the helper. See that? The helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And that's what he's done. So when you get saved, you receive the Holy Spirit. Let's look at this next verse. And when he has come, the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He, capital He, is the Holy Spirit, will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.